NASA may have put a hold on future shuttle missions, but the current mission is still going full tilt. In fact, mission managers are expected to announce that they've added one extra day in space for the shuttle Discovery and her crew. Today, as planned, two astronauts spent nearly 7 hours on a spacewalk. NPR's Joe Palca was monitoring the EVA, or extravehicular activity, as it's known in NASA speak, and he joins us now in the studio to talk about it. Hi there, Joe.
Hi.
So what were they doing out there in outer space?
Well, these astronauts, it was their first time in outer space outside. And I think the first thing they did was, wow, look where we are. But really, they spent quite a bit of time testing two new repair systems. You know, after the last accident, they said, well, what if there's something happens in orbit? What can we do to fix it? So they've testing some new materials that they could patch holes in this special carbon fiber on the wings or patch the thermal tiles that protect the shuttle on reentry.
And that took 7 hours? Is that about what
it
took? Well,
they had a few other things to do as well. They replaced an antenna on the space station that wasn't working properly. And they also got power going back to another gyroscope that's important for keeping the space station stable in orbit. And they actually tried to get ahead a little bit on some of the tasks they have because they have two more spacewalks coming up and they want to add things to their activities on those later spacewalks in case they can get ahead because they know the shuttle might not be going back to the space station for a while.
The astronauts who stayed on board Discovery also spent some time continuing to hunt for any damage that the shuttle might have suffered on liftoff. Did they find any?
No, they went back today and looked at some places along the wing that the NASA people who had analyzed the first set of data said, we'd like you to focus in on some of these other spots, look again. They do see some things, some differences that are different from background, but they don't see any... They don't see anything that they think would cause alarm at this point.
NASA has done something to brag about from the space science work that the agency supports this week.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. NASA has had a difficult week from the point of view of the human space flight because, you know, again, they have to say, well, we thought we'd fix this problem with the shuttle, but apparently we haven't, and they've grounded the fleet indefinitely, although NASA managers are saying maybe by the end of the year, maybe. But all of a sudden, you know, here comes this space science thing that's probably a tiny fraction of the amount of money, and they're able to announce with great fanfare that they've found another planet in the solar system. Well, okay, so maybe it may not be big enough to be a planet, but it's the biggest, it's bigger than Pluto, and it's in the solar system, so people are pretty excited about that.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Thanks very much, Joe.
You're welcome.